Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on!
I mean, go down, right? Come on, buddy. Think about the rest of us.
I did not see a final tally anywhere. I did not go through all the box scores to count them up, but it felt like between like 3:45 and 4:20, there were about a dozen blocked field goals. It just felt like I had red zone on, and it just felt like all I was seeing was
the Eagles
field
had two
blocks.
The Eagles had two. The Jets gave themselves a chance to win. That one guy did the whole thing on the Jet one.
Right, Will McDonald.
Will McDonald, good. Did the whole thing. Jumped over the lineman, blocked the kick, took the ball, scored. All right. That would have been a good one for Survivor to get the Jets, to get the Bucs out.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. And there were also returns. Torrey Horton for Seattle.
Yeah.
There were a few big, right away, not wasn't a touchdown, but Deebo Samuel for Washington right away. Then Jalen Lane had his own in that game.
Really happy Deebo Samuel continues to pile up yards on kick returns.
That don't help you.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
you should do. I'm always steering the conversation to fantasy.
So I can try to head this off for the next time. What you should do is go to the Washington Commanders website and find Contact Us.
And complain?
And write to them.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to speak to the manager.
You'd like to speak to the manager. What are we looking at in this league after 3 weeks, or almost after 3 weeks? 803-0550. Let's go to Chris here. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I can run the message down to Ashburn if you want me to. I'm nearby.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that.
So, I sat through that game last night. It was pretty awful. And what's wild about it is the Giants really did have a look at it despite, a total lack of, ingenuity on offense. Other than that Scadaboo, that running back they had, who even when they knew he was going to run, they couldn't stop, by the way, which is interesting. But until, the mid-third quarter, they had a look at it. But the reason, as much as I want to write off the Chiefs, I want to wait, is because so we know how good the Eagles are. Good, they play them close. The Chargers beat them. They always play each other close. I want to wait and see what happens against Baltimore. And what I mean is not so much just the win or loss, but like if there's anything close to like just that them being demoralized, like they were in the Super Bowl. I think then that's where like if they can't get up for that game, you know, two teams that. You know, usually play each other tough. I think I'll be ready to kind of write them off, but definitely okay, this isn't somebody that I'm going to worry about going forward until they prove otherwise.
Yeah, I like the way you're thinking, because you want to look for signs. And look, we'll be guessing, and we might think we see something that we don't. But a team that has been as excellent as they have been for as long as they've been, they might suspect, like, as it goes on, if it continues to be as hard as it is, even if they win games, they might feel like they know they don't have it. And maybe that has to wait until December, you know, really, for that to settle in. Because it hasn't really been, it's not that they've lost guys. I mean, Worthy is the most significant injury I think they've really had, at least since this season began. And because that plays a part too. Like San Francisco last year, by the time they got here, was just like, yeah, I know, whatever. We're a team that goes to the Super Bowl, but not this year. And maybe Kansas City ends up there, but I think it'll take a little while. But the signs could be there in big games. If they look like they don't barely belong there, you know, like that can happen. And I think a team, even a strong-willed championship-caliber team, can be susceptible to knowing deep down, you know, we don't have it.
Have they not hosted the AFC Championship 7 years in a row? Like, the standard is so high. It's ridiculously high.
Well, they went to Baltimore to win it years ago, but they've been in the game.
I make that mistake all the time. They've been to the AFC Championship 7 years in a row, and they've hosted six of those games, maybe. Still, just that can go either way. We did this with the Patriots, and we're doing it with the Chiefs. What happens when you have that thought? And it's, you know, you got what, 100 people. You've got coaches and players and, like, so many different people have different thoughts. What happens when you have that thought? Like, it's not here. It's not in here. You know, you could give up, but that's not most pro athletes, is just to give up. You know, you just try to keep clawing. And, you know, the 94 Bills a little bit, right? I mean, four Super Bowl appearances in a row, and it was a trying season. Maybe it's a good example. What they did in 94 was beat, well, Kansas City was one team with Montana. They had two or three really good wins. And they lost to bad teams. Like, they just couldn't do it every week. And they got to December and had a chance, but then it imploded. And, like, oh well. You know, everything has mm-hmm. to come to an end. So maybe that's it with Kansas City, but I think, you know, even last night, I just wonder what the Kelce thing really is there now. Like, if he's become a little bit too much to deal with. And what he's thinking. Like, he would know. Or he'd just be delusional and think, like, I'm still
great. I'm
Travis freaking Kelce. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, there was a confrontation with Andy Reid last night. Wasn't the first one, but
yeah, the same thing happened last week. Well, similar enough. I don't think last week it got physical. It was just yelling. But in this one last night, Reid shoves him, like, get away from me kind of thing. And, you know, yeah, they're, of course, predictably brushing it off. He just loves the win. I love his energy, says Andy Reid. Like, he's, you know, he's here for one thing, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So I think that certainly bears watching. I already said earlier, like, I think when a guy like that starts to slide, it can come quick and it can be emotionally confusing. Like, what is happening to me? Why am I feeling like this? Why I suddenly feel like I can't do this thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been doing all these years at the level, you know, I'm used to doing it, and that can really mess with you.
They just look so mediocre. If you didn't know what their last 7 years have actually been, like, they just would they'd be nobody's pick.
Right.
You just, like, yeah, and you know, last year was somewhat like that, and they still made it. Here's Sean next. Hi, Sean.
Hey guys, good afternoon. I am not falling for the trap. I'm not falling for the trap at all. The Ducks are the Chiefs. The Chiefs are the Ducks. Until further notice, we do this every year, the past few years. Oh, look at them. They look vulnerable. They're winning one score. They're winning, you know, 2-point, 3-point games. They're winning in fluky ways, this, that, and the other, until we see them in the playoffs, and they absolutely run roughshod all over this Swiss cheese D that we tend to have against them. They're going to get Worthy back to health, I'd imagine. They're going to get Rashee Rice back, who is their number one receiver and basically probably takes their offense to another level. Wouldn't be shocked at all if they traded for Tyreek Hill also. And now all of a sudden, now you're looking at a juggernaut again on offense with the best defensive coordinator in the game. I cannot say that they are not the foe. I mean, Baltimore we match up horrendously with, but we get them. We punch them in the mouth when the push, you know, when basically the bell rings, I guess we get that final haymaker on them and we're able to somehow pull away with the W against Baltimore, even though it's not a good matchup. But Kansas City, they still deserve that title. I mean, until it's proven otherwise, I think if they even got in as a 7 seed and we're the 2 seed, I'd be nervous as hell that was the first game of the playoff slot. I would be, even though it's in Buffalo, particularly with a wide receiving core that would have, you know, Rashee Rice, Worthy, et cetera, and Spagnuolo. So yep. My vote, I'm not shaking. I mean, I'm not budging off of that. That's the Chiefs or the Ducks.
That is perfectly reasonable. What's the line this week if that's the game? If the Chiefs are in here in week 4, 4.5?
Yeah, it's not more than 6. Between 4.5, 5, and somewhere in that range.
See the line for New Orleans?
Did it get to 16.5 or something? Did I see?
I have 15.5 at MGM, but maybe.
Yeah.
One of many great ways to illustrate how successful this Bills era has been, regular season, I know. Since 2021, they have been 14-point favorites or more 10 times. Since 2019, 11. 2019, at the end of the season, they had the Dolphins and they were a big favorite. But even better is 21 to now. 4 seasons plus change, including this game, will add to it. They've been 14-point favorites or greater 10 times. They have won 9 of those games. They lost to Jacksonville. In Jacksonville, they were a 14.5-point favorite to Urban Meyer.
That's lost the Urban outright. Meyer game, okay.
Yeah. That's the Urban Meyer game. And they failed to cover 5 of the 10, including that one, including their last 3. 15.5 against New Orleans. New Orleans was down to Seattle 34-3 with 7:50 left in the second quarter yesterday. And it kind of just stayed there the rest of the game. It didn't, you know, go crazy. But it was over in less than an hour. The Seahawks just killed them. So that's got to be fun to think about. They get to fly home from Seattle after that at 0-3. And then who are we playing next? Uh-oh.
Right.
I'm not sure what to say yet about this. I mean, the caller's point is I'm not writing off the Chiefs, and I'm sort of nodding, you know, because that's that's fine. You know, we need something to talk about, but you know, sure, that's fine. And I kind of feel like about this game that there isn't anything really to talk about either. But I guess stranger things.
It feels like a week where only bad things can happen. Right? I mean, that's just, Zach and I were talking before the show. Like I think that's sort of where we are. Yeah, 'cause like a win that is anything other than what the Seahawks just did to them is going to be like, oh, why did you only beat them by 10? Right? I mean, we were that way about Miami last week, and Miami's a division rival and a team that, you know, recently has been, you know, good and still has many of those same good players. And then here come the Saints, who are just woebegone at this point. And yeah, if you don't just put them down fast and early, then you're probably going to be making people uneasy.
Kind of want to see the Bills test that turnover thing this week. Just see what a minus two looks like right. on the scoreboard. Can I just get a minus two just to see? Like, get rid of that streak, that ridiculous NFL record, never losing the turnover battle streak. Come on. And then, you know, all right, here's a couple.
And we still beat you by 14.
Double digits.
Right.
Maybe a game like that. I don't know. There's supposed to be randomness in turnovers, but the Bills keep seemingly proving otherwise. Sal Capaccio coming up in 20 minutes. We'll get back to your calls after this break. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.